الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، بإذن الله we shall continue our book فقه الفتن by Sheikh Suleiman ibn Salim al-Rufai رحمه الله. We have mentioned repeatedly that this book, Fiqh al-Fitan, was the lecture he gave that was transcribed and made to become a book. And it's been very, very beneficial to him. Women, keep the children to yourself. Women, keep the children to yourself. And sit close to yourself, even in Masjid al-Haram. Everybody, people now sit close to themselves. Yes, Haram has returned to normal. Yesterday, keep the children to yourself, please. The Sheikh says, Al-Aslu Thalithu Wal-Ishru. The 23rd basic rule we have to pay attention to the times of the day. May Allah protect each and every one of us. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, min fiqh al-kitan, suluk al-wadihat, al-bayinat, wajtinab al-mushtabihat. الأصل عن الحادي والعشرين قلت الثالث والعشرين open the next book open yes your left yes الأصل الثالث والعشرين the 23rd basic rule regarding the times of fitr. How does the Muslim conduct himself in the times of fitan? The Sheikh says, "Min fiqh al-fitan, suluk al-wadihat al-bayinat, wajtinab al-mushtabihat. Suluk al-wadihat al-bayinat, wajtinab al-mushtabihat." The Sheikh says, "In the times of fitan, the individual should follow al-wadihat." Following al-wadihat, al-bayinat, following things that are clear and evident. Follow things that are clear. This is clear, evident. Follow that. It says, Hafizahullah, wajtinab al-mushtabihat, wajtinab al-mushtabihat, avoiding those things that are not clear. Follow what is clear. Avoid the things that are not clear. The times of fitr. Follow, only follow something that is clear. When it is not clear, don't follow it. The least, when you follow something that is clear, is that if your life becomes taken away upon that, and Allah asks you, what were you doing? What were you upon when death comes? See, this one is clear to me, Allah, that it is haram, so I didn't do it. Or I was doing so and so things because it was that is what is clear to me that it's halal. As for the mushtabihat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already told us to avoid the mushtabihat, ambiguous, unclear matter. Avoid it. When something is not clear, avoid it. When something is clear, stick to the matters that are clear. Because those matters that are not clear, they remain unknown to many people. لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. But as for halal, it is clear. As for haram, clear. The hadith of Numan ibn Bashir quotes Abu Abd al-Rahman. So follow the things that are clear. Avoid whatever is not clear. There are many examples of this effort. the times of Peter. Someone will say, Fulan is prophetic. You, it's not clear to you, don't say that. This Fulan, this person, so and so is prophetic. For you, it's not clear to you. And the arrows are shot from left and right against themselves. He is the person of Bida. No, he is the person of Sunnah. For me, it's not clear. So when it is not clear to you, the basic rule is leave the man upon what he was to you. Because that was the basic rule. وَلِيَقِينُ لَا يُزَالُ بِشَكُ. Something that is clear cannot be changed with something that is doubtful. The yaqeen is that he was a person of Sunnah. So don't say he's not a person of Sunnah until you have another clarity. When he said he was a person of Sunnah, it was upon a clarity. So when there are issues that is he a person of Sunnah or not, and then there is ambiguity around it, you leave him where he was. You cannot remove him from that circle until there's another clear evidence. There's another clear thought, conviction from you. So in the times of fitna, you should only follow things that are clear and unambiguous. They are well known. It's clear. وَتَرْكُ الْمُشْتَبِهَاتِ أَوْ اِجْتِنَابُ الْمُشْتَبِهَاتِ. Avoid those things that are not clear. This happens a lot during Peter. You see a man, you ask, what are you doing now? Say, I'm doing this. Why? He says, well, we don't know. They just said that you should do it and I started it. I am sure we would have seen police arrest people like this a lot. During the times of fitna, they will arrest a man, grab him. Why are you doing this? My friend just came, they said this. You shout that, so and so, then they catch him. Only Allah knows where those people will end. Because they don't even have somebody to ask for them. And it was upon an ambiguity they got into the fitna. So who will ask for them? No mother, no father, no brother, no uncle. He's just living on the street with a friend. They say, come out, hey, he came out, hey, police just grab him, throw him in the van. They take him away. That's all. That's all. There are many people like that in the prison. That's all. So don't follow what is not clear. Don't follow what is not clear. The Sheikh says, Min fikhil fitan sulukul wadihatil bayinat wajtinabul mushtabihat. When it is not clear to you, avoid it. Don't talk about it. Be silent about it. In fact, you may be asked, oh, Ustaz, talk about it or no. You keep quiet. If you are saying that this matter is not clear to me itself, it's a problem. Stop. Don't say it. Just don't say anything. Keep quiet. Remain silent. You don't have to say everything all the time. And you don't even have to speak at all times. So keep quiet. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Keeping quiet is one thing a soluble enemy must learn. It's part of knowledge. To know how to keep quiet. One of the early Muslims, Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, says, Awwalul ilm, mada as-samt. The first thing about knowledge is keeping quiet. For us in our own times, the first thing about knowledge is ability to talk. Keep quiet. The Sheikh says, Min fikhil fitan, sulukul wadihatil bayinat, wajtinabul mushtabihat. From the things we must understand clearly about the times of fitan is that we must only follow what is clear and unambiguous. Wajtinabul mushtabihat. We should avoid those matters that are ambiguous. He will now explain. He says, Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala qad akmalati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected this religion. يقول الله عز وجل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today I have completed your religion for you. وأتممت عليكم نعمتي. And I have perfected my blessings upon you. ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. And I am pleased with Islam as your way of life, your deed. The Sheikh says, وَشَرَائِهُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْمُوصِلَةِ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ كَثِيرَةٌ. بينة وشرائع الإسلام and the legislations of the Sharia, the legislations of Islam, الموصلة إلى الجنة, that will, by Allah's will, lead us into al-Jannah. The legislations of the Sharia that will lead us into al-Jannah. كثيرةٌ بينةٌ. They are many and they are clear. If you want to enter al-Jannah, the path of al-Jannah is what? Many. And it is what? Clear. Kuruju. The path, the legislations of the Sharia, through which when we follow it, Allah will bring us into al-Jannah. They are what? كثيرةٌ بينةٌ. They are many and they are clear. فَيَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يَحْرِصَ أَلَّا التَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary for the Muslim, for the one who believes Allah, أَنْ يَحْرِصَ أَلَّا التَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He should crave and pursue coming near to Allah, seeking nearness to Allah, بِالْوَاضِحَاتِ الْبَيِّنَاتِ, with things that are clear and unambiguous, obvious things. التي لا شك في كونها طريقا إلى الجنة لمن أخلص فيها. These things, لا شك في كونها طريقا إلى الجنة. There is no any iota of doubt that these things are a path that leads into الجنة لمن أخلص فيها. For those who are sincere upon it, if you sincerely follow all these many clear legislations of the Sharia about getting into al-Jannah, they are clear, they are not ambiguous. He says, Hafizahullah, yambagi lil mu'min. Since the path that leads to al-Jannah is kathiratun bayinatun, they are many and they are clear. فَيَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. It is therefore very necessary for the believer, أَنْ يَحْرِصُ عَلَى التَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْوَاضِحَاتِ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. The Muslim should make haste, عَلَى التَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, to seek nearness to Allah, بِالْوَاضِحَاتِ الْبَيِّنَاتِ, using those things that are clear and very obvious. التي لا شك في كونها طريقا إلى الجنة. These things, there is no doubt, these clear things, there are no doubt at all, no iota of doubt, that they are a path to al-Jannah, لمن أخلص فيها. Regarding the person who is sincere regarding them, if you are sincere about these things are clear-cut paths to al-Jannah. That is what you should follow. There are many paths that lead to al-Jannah, and these things are clear. So that is what the one who believes in Allah should follow. وَيَدَعَ الْمُشْتَبِهَاتِ. The Muslim should abandon those things that are not clear. أَلَّتِي يُغَرِّرُ بِنَفْسِهِ فِيهَا. That he is going to destroy himself in it. Things he is going to destroy in it. Himself in it, those mushtabihat. Mushtabihat, you will plunge yourself in it. Ambiguous matter. Avoid them. Yada al mushtabihat. The Muslim should avoid those things that are not clear, that are ambiguous. Allati yugariru bi nafsihi fiha. These things that are not clear, they are the things that he is going to get himself exposed to destruction. If he follows them, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was clear in that hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir regarding al-mushtabihat. He says, لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. So, those kinds of things that are not very clear, many people don't know them. So he said alayhi salatu wa sallam, فَمَنْ اتَّقَ الشُّبْهَاتِ فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. So, anyone who avoids those shubuhat, those ambiguous issues, istabra al-dini, that person has protected his religion, wa irdihi, He has also protected his honor. If you don't get into ambiguous matters, you will find out that Allah has used that as a means of protecting your religion and your honor. One say, "Oh, who was there?" He will not call your name. I didn't get involved. But when the matter is clear, get involved. Follow that one that is clear. When it is not clear, stay away. When it is not clear, stay away. Why? Those ones that are clear are enough if you follow them to lead you into Al-Jannah. So don't say you are looking for Al-Jannah inside ambiguous matters. Someone asks you, why did you get in that matter when it is ambiguous? I'm seeking good. I'm seeking, you are a liar. Because the Prophet had told you, alayhi salatu wa salam, to avoid ambiguous matters. So the right thing for you is that when it is not clear, avoid it. When it is clear, follow it. Don't say you are looking for Al-Jannah inside matters that are not clear. No. You look for Al-Jannah inside matters that are what? That are clear. I hope that this explanation is clear. The Sheikh says, rahimahullah, wa shara'i'u al-Islam al-mursilatu ila al-jannati kathiratun bayyina. The legislations of the Sharia that lead to Al-Jannah are many and they are clear. فَيَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يَحْرِصَ عَلَى التَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. It is therefore imminent for the Muslim to crave, to make haste towards seeking nearness to Allah بِالْوَاضِحَاتِ الْبَيِّنَاتِ, through those clear matters, through those obvious matters أَلَّتِي لَا شَكَّ فِي كَوْنِهَا طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ أَخْلَصَ فِيهَا. These clear matters that we are sure, no doubt regarding them, that Bismillah will lead to Al-Jannah. Wayada al-mushtabihat. It is also imminent for the Muslim to avoid al-mushtabihat. Ambiguous matters. Allati, these matters, yugarriru binafsihi fiha. He will get himself involved in it and get himself exposed to destruction as a result of those unclear matters. When he gets involved in unclear matters, he exposes himself to what? To destruction. Don't get involved when the matter is not clear. When it is not clear, don't get involved. Those to whom it is clear, to leave them with it. Because it may be clear to some people, leave them. For you, when it is not clear to you, don't get involved. Sheikh, so is the person of Bid'ah. Me, I don't say it like that. It's not clear to me. And I don't have to follow your own thing. Because I'm the Talib al-Ilm too. Not to say the ulama. So let him be looking at me. I'm still looking at me. I don't know yet. It's not clear to me. For your brother, to whom it is clear, he can say what he will. Because for him and his soul, lahama katamatu alayha. For him. But for you, don't follow it when it is not clear to you. Dr. Sososo is a person of Bid'ah. If it is not clear to you like that, don't follow it. Don't follow it. May Allah protect each and everyone. So the Sheikh says, وَشَرَائِعُ الْإِسْلَامِ أَلْمُوْصِلَةُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ كَثِيرَةٌ بَيِّنَةٌ فَيَنْبَغِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يَحْرِصَ عَلَى التَّقَرُّبِ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْوَاضِحَاتِ الْبَيِّنَاتِ الَّتِي لَا شَكَّ فِي كَوْنِهَا طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ أَخْلَصَ فِيهَا وَيَدَعَ الْمُشْتَبِهَاتِ الَّتِي يغرر بنفسه فيها ومن باب الأولى. So if you must avoid ambiguous matter, من باب الأولى أن يدع ما تظهر مخالفته للحق. If you must leave something that is not clear, it means that it is with a greater reason that you must avoid those matters that are clear to you, to be clear contradiction of the truth. follow something that is clear and correct. Avoid something that is not clear. When it is clear to be against the truth, is it not the greater reason that you must avoid it? If you must avoid something, you don't know whether it is true or not. How about when you know that it is not true? The reason for you to avoid it becomes small, because it is now clear to you that it is not true. The first thing is truth, stick to it. The second one is the one at the middle, ambiguous matter, a mixture of truth and falsehood. What do we say regarding that one? Avoid it, it's not clear. The third one is absolute falsehood. If it is compulsory for you to leave the mixture of truth and falsehood that is not clear, is it not more compulsory for you to leave something that is clear to be false? Are we clear now? This is what the Sheikh is saying. He says, Hafizahullah, wa min babi awla an yada'a ma tazharu mukhalafatuhu bil haqqi an yatruka ma zahiruhu mukhalafatuhu lil haqqi. Something that is clear to be a contradiction of the truth. So stick to what is right. Avoid what is ambiguous. Avoid what is also false. I hope that it is clear now. He wants to give us some answer, evidence. Qala Mutarrif. Al-Imam Mutarrif, he is Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shakir. Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shakir. His father is Abdullah ibn Shakir, the eminent companion of the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wa salam. Abdullah ibn Shakir has been very and the story reported that hadith was and Imam Tirmidhi mentioned that hadith is Ash-Shabari, the hadith about the prophet reading of the Quran. Abdullah ibn Shakir was the one who reported that hadith that he went to observe the prophet praying in the middle of the night, alayhi salam. He heard the qira of the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The prophet was booming in the salah. Because of Buka, because he was crying and weeping in salah. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was taking qiyamul layl and he was weeping in salah. Do you weep in your own salah in qiyamul layl? When nobody sees you, do you weep? Or you only weep when people see you? Some people's faces are completely dry. No weeping for Allah. This is your leader, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he reads the Quran, he weeps. He weeps. He will be proud of booming. Alayhi salatu. Especially in his family. Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq also used to weep in his salah. Omar radiallahu anhu used to weep in his salah. Abdullah ibn Abbas used to weep in his salah. In his own case, he has two lines on his face. The lines where in the drops of tears pass through. In Abbas, he has two lines on his face. Because each time when he prays, he weeps. So those lines are always coming there. The lines of his tears. Many of us now don't weep when we read Quran. We don't weep again. Our eyes are dry. Because our minds are down. The faith iman is down. May Allah protect us. It is sunnah of salafi. It's part of salafiyya. It's all not only just to what I do that is salafiyya. Salafiyya, when you observe salah, we bless you. Salafi. May Allah protect each and every one of us. Qala Mutarrifun ibn Abdullah ibn Shakir. Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shakir was a tabi, very eminent amongst the tabi. Like we said, his father was a companion. He was very, very big amongst the tabi. He used to take reports from Aisha radiallahu anha. He used to take reports from Ali ibn Abi Talib, Mutarrif, Rahimahullah, from amongst the eminent ones amongst the Sahabi. And he lived very long. Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shukhir, he lived very long. What did he say about handling matters that are clear in the times of fitna and avoiding matters that are not clear in the times of fitna? He said, Rahimahullah, he said, li an akhudha bi thiqati fil qu'ud ahabbu ilayya min an altamisa fadla al jihad bil tabrin. Rahimahullah, li an akhudha bi thiqati fil qu'ud, that I should take with a view that is clear, certain, that I should sit down and not participate in the jihad. There is something people call jihad. I am not sure about it. But I'm sure that if I sit down, I have not done any wrong. I'm not sure that it is jihad. That I should be sure to sit down and not participate in that thing they call jihad. Ahabu ilayya. It is better for me. Min an al-tamisa fadla jihad is disagreed. Than to search for, I want to do jihad, and it is mere deception. That I should sit down to be sure that I don't have any problem. It's better for me to seek virtue, excellence in jihad, and it is deception. Is it not better for you to sit down? You are sure if you are sitting down, you are not hurting anybody. You are not killing anybody. Nobody will come and meet you. That is also following the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam, when he described Peter. And he said, Al-Qa'idu fiha khayru min al-Qa'idu fiha. You see now, the Salaf, when they speak, Wallahi, in 99.99%, when a Tabi'i makes a statement, when a companion makes a statement, if you look at the Quran very well, if you look at the Sunnah very well, you see an understanding of that statement of what it is. Look at this statement, that I should sit down, I'm sure. I'm not hurting anybody. It's better for me than that. So hasten towards wanting to participate and gain rewards for fitna, and then I'm going to a jihad that is a deception. Is that not the same idea he said, alayhi salam? Sit down is better for you than standing up. And standing up is better than for you than walking in it. Walking in it is better than racing and seeking it. May Allah protect each and every one of us. Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shakhir, Rahimahullah, said, "Li an a'khudha bi thiqati fil qu'ud ahabbu ilayya min an altamisa fadla al-jihad bi taghrib." Dhakarahu ibn Sa'd. Al-Imam ibn Sa'd, Muhammad ibn Sa'd, mentions it in his book. At-Tabaqat al-Kubra. I hope that brothers are reading books like this. At-Tabaqat al-Kubra by Ibn Sa'd. I hope that brothers. Do we have anyone who has At-Tabaqat ibn Sa'd here? Does anyone have a printed copy of At-Tabaqat ibn Sa'd? The book is Talib al-Ilm should have. At-Tabaqat. You read these kinds of books page to page. Tabaqat ibn Sa'd. Because it will tell you it starts from the biography of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam wa salam. Let's go through. Waqala Mutarrif. Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shakir also said, before he quoted his statement, he has an i'tirad, he said, Waqad ata'u unasun. Some people came to Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shakhir al-Madani radiyallahu anhu wa rahimahullah. Some people came to him yad'unahu likital al-Hajjaj. They were inviting him to participate in the fight against Hajjaj. Do we know Hajjaj? Hajjaj bin Yusuf. That oppressive leader. Hajjaj was very, very oppressive. May Allah forgive him. زمن فتنة ابن الأشعث. Do we know فتنة of Abdurrahman ibn Ash'ath?
Abdul Rahman ibn Ash'ab was a Tabi, a very learned Tabi, and the setup of the life of Al-Imam Amir Ash'ab ibn Ash'ab, Abdul Rahman al-Kindi. But he got into trouble with Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. From day one, Hajjaj hated him. And he was a learned person. So when Hajjaj became the governor and the Amir of the region, whenever he saw Ibn al-Ash'ab, he would say, "You, go and write this down. I will be the one to kill you. May Allah protect you." Things like this happened a lot in the times of Hajjaj. This fitna of Abdul Rahman ibn al-Ash'ab, it happened in the 80th year of Hijrah. The big fitna between Hajjaj ibn Yusuf and Abdul Rahman ibn al-Ash'ab. But ulama refer, when they call it the fitna, they call it the fitna of Abdul Rahman ibn al-Ash'ab. You know why it's the fitna of Abdul Rahman ibn al-Ash'ab? Despite his level of knowledge, he was the one who rose against Hajjaj. Hajjaj became the Amir of the region. He made Ibn al-Ash'ab the governor of Sijistan. Who are the governor of Sijistan? Do we know a learned person who is from Sijistan? And Imam Abu Dawud of Sijistan, the author of Sunan Abi Dawud. The Akiti, the leader, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, made Ibn al-Ash'ab who are the governor there. Ibn al-Ash'ab was a learned person, very learned. Rahimahullah. So he started to, he became aware. And Imam Amir al-Sha'bi was one of those who told Ibn al-Ash'ab that, "Look here, have you ever heard that Hajjaj is going to say that he will kill you?" He said, "Yes, I'm aware." Be careful. Be careful of Hajjaj. We know who Hajjaj was. May Allah forgive him. In the end, Ibn al-Ash'ab Abdul Rahman, he was gathering the people, he was teaching the people, he was mobilizing and gathering the people. When he found, because Hajjaj was also oppressive, so Ibn al-Ash'ab had enough reasons to convince the people, "Hey, let us fight this man and remove him." That's why to rise against the oppressive leader is a bigger fitna. It's a big fitna. He's oppressive, it's one fitna. So, to rise against him is a bigger fitna. Because blood will flow. One example is what you have seen in Syria. What you saw in Syria, people rose against Assad. Did they remove him? Did they remove Assad? But what happened? It turned the people of Syria to refugees across the world. Don't rise against the leader. Don't. Avoid it. So this is the reason why when ulama says it's fitna, they say fitna is a lash up. It's not heavy. It caught it. And unfortunately, there's another fitna on the ground, the fitna of the aggression and the oppression of Hajjaj. It's one fitna. But there were those who avoided the fitna. From those who avoided the fitna is Mutarri. The people went to invite Mutarri. This war was a big war, big battle between the army of Ibn al-Ash'ab and Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. So the big war, a lot of people died. It took place for over 6 months. People died. Some children of companions died. And in one of the last battles, Hajjaj captured the people. And he will tell them, "Ishhad ala nafsika bil kufr. Affirm to yourself that you have disbelieved." You did hear what I said? And he was killing the people. That is the meaning of Qatalahu Hajjaj Sabran. Maybe you address something like that. They say Hajjaj killed in Sabran. Because they're telling me Hajjaj. And all when he talked to the people who were fighting against him, he killed them. That was why he has it on his record that over 50,000 people were killed by him. A judge. The news. A stock of it. May Allah protect him. One of the worst things that caused that to happen was that signal of Ibn al-Ash. Brother, let us be reading all these kinds of things. I had brought my own copy of Al-Bidayah on the Ayah. Long ago, wallahi long ago, this signal of Ibn al-Ash. One of our brothers in Kaduna, may Allah protect that brother. He read this book, Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah, from A to Z. Abu Abdul Rahman. He read Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah, A to Z. This copy of mine is in about 9 to 10 volumes. Al-Bidayah of Ibn Kathir. All these stories are there. What happened? And then what? Then what? Then what? There are some things that had happened in the history of Islam that we should know about. You should know about them. Read about the Ikhwan. Please. Read about the fitna. I also have a small pamphlet. Somebody read about fitna to Abdul Rahman ibn al-Ash'ab. Please. Please. So this is what the Sheikh is referring to. If you have not read that one, if you read this one, you don't understand. What do you mean by fitna of Ibn al-Ash'ab? So the fitna between the party of Abdul Rahman ibn al-Ash'ab and who a judge is. Many people died. So some scholars ran away. Why? They did not get involved. So Hajjaj and Yusuf thought that they are behind Ibn al-Ash'ab. Abad ibn Tiwani. Do you understand? If Hajjaj thought they were behind Ibn al-Ash'ab, so he thought after them. And that's why Imam Abdul Ghani al-Azmi, he has a Kitab al-Mutawari. The book of those who ran away in business of Hajjaj and Yusuf. When they hear that Hajjaj wouldn't want to catch them, they will run away. One of them was Qatada ibn Jiham al-Sadi. One of them was Al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri. One of them was Ibrahim ibn Yazid ibn al-Nahl. Sheikh Mashhur Hassan al-Salman did a tahqiq of this book. I have it, he gave it to me, hand to hand. Very good book, Kitab al-Mutawari. Those who ran away from the fitna of who? Hajjaj. They were scholars, but he was afraid that I will fight, he will support. Afar like yourself against me, I will kill you. So once he mentions that you hear like this, they ran away. Tawarau. They went to hide. And people like Hassan al-Basri, when he was told that Allah has killed Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, he made such that to shukr before he appeared to town again. But there were some of them who avoided that fitna, like Mutarrif and who Muhammad ibn Sirin. Muhammad ibn Sirin was not involved. Mutarrif was not also involved. It was not because the people did not invite them. You see, now people went to Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shakir. They were telling him, come and join us. You know, when people see you, they will be encouraged. Don't join the fitna. Don't join fitna. Mutarrif did not join. Ibn Sirin did not join. Even when Hajjaj from them was Imran ibn Hisar, he also ran away from Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Many scholars ran away. You know Hajjaj? From those who initially ran away was also Sa'id ibn Jubayr. He caught Sa'id and killed Sa'id because there's also enmity between Sa'id ibn Jubayr and Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. People are left right to read of this matter. You will understand when they say Salafu Salih. You must put Salih here. Pious predecessor. So you know who you are following. We are not following those that who erred in the kinds of error of Hajjaj and Yusuf. May Allah protect. We are not also following the error of the likes of Abdul Rahman ibn al-Ash'ab. No. We are following the rightness of the likes of Ibn Sirin and Mutarrif. Abdullah ibn Shakir. Ikhwa, let us try. I don't know how I'm feeling. Read this book. Go back to them. Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah, Tafsir ibn Kathir. I only know a brother who has read Tafsir Ibn Kathir A to Z. That was in 2004. These days, people don't study books like that. It is from that who has taught people to just what that is. That is why. To jump from that one circle to jump what that is. May Allah protect us. It's like wanting to jump River Niger with your leg. If you fly, you can jump across the river. Yeah? From Nahua Sarfu to Jafu Wataji. When they met Mustarif and asked him to join them, so that's why it says, Waqala Mustarif. Mustarif said, Waqad Atahu Unasun. Some people had come to him. Yad'unahu likital al-Hajjaj. They were inviting him to come and fight for them against Hajjaj. Zamana fitnati ibn al-Ash'ab. During the time of the fitna of who? Abdul Rahman ibn al-Ash'ab. Rahimahumullah. And Mutarif said to them, Ara'aytum hadha alladhi tad'unani ilayh. Have you considered deeply this matter that you are inviting me to? Ara'aytum hadha alladhi tad'unani ilayh. This matter that you are inviting me to, have you thought about it very well? Hal yazidu ala an yakuna jihada fi sabilillah? Can it be more than jihad fi sabilillah? Is it any other than jihad? Can you tell me that you are inviting me to something except that you are inviting me to jihad? Is jihad not less than jihad? Ikhwan, do we get this question? It is called ula. No. And then he said, Kala, fa inni ukhatiru bayna halakatin aqa'u fiha. Fa inni la ukhatiru bayna halakatin aqa'u fiha wa bayna fadlin usibuhu. Fa inni la ukhatiru bayna halakatin aqa'u fiha wa bayna fadlin usibuhu. As for me, I don't want to mix up between halak, destruction, that you are bringing me to come and join you. It is halak. I don't want to mix halak with a virtue that I want. It is true that I want the virtue of jihad. But this jihad, I'm also thinking that there is something about it, though, that I will be fighting Hajjaj. It's like I'm presenting myself to halak. I don't want to mix the two. Present myself for halak in the name of fighting for jihad, looking for the virtues of jihad. Fa inni la ukhasiru bayna halakatin aqa'u fiha wa bayna fadlin usibu. I'm not looking for the virtues of jihad under halak. So somebody they call, come and demonstrate. Buhari must know, because it is good to stand for justice. I don't want to stand for justice under what? Under halak, under fitna. Is it clear to us now? You don't want a mix-up of the ambiguity of, it is jihad, bismillah. Let's say, jihad, say. Under that thing you are calling jihad, what is under it? Halak. Fitna. So Mutarif was not deceived by the fact that people came to me. Some of us, we got involved in fitna because we say, people came and meet me. You are saying that Apa kudake, you got involved. You want to come over power to people when that came. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, did they not go to him and say, hey, you are keeping quiet? He said, Dima, blood. What does he mean when he was saying blood? If you stand up to say you want to rise against these people, they will shed blood. So let's leave the blood of the people. Let's be patient. But Tariq too was saying, I don't want to search for jihad. I don't want to search for the virtues of jihad under halak. or mixed with halak. So he said, Rahimahullah, أَرَأَيْتُمْ هَذَا الَّذِي تَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ هَلْ يَزِيدُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ جِهَادًا فِي سَبِيلِ. So let's do jihad in all. Can it be more than jihad? I don't want the kind of jihad that it is halak after ukiha. It is destruction that I will be getting into. And I'll be thinking that I'm looking for the virtues of jihad. Zakarahu ibn Sa'd. You see again ibn Sa'd. Tabakat ibn Sa'd. I get very surprised at one of our teachers. The way he regularly refers to Tabakat, you think that he memorizes it. Everything is ibn Sa'd in Tabakat. Ibn Sa'd in Tabakat. And there are Asar Nadira in Tabakat. A thought that you may not find in many other books of hadith. And Ibn Sa'd will bring them with Asanid. And many times in Asar Asahih, Ibn Sa'd. There are many Asar in At-Tabaqat Ibn Sa'd. Very good book. Please, brothers, try to get At-Tabaqat. Also, Imam Ibn Asakir mentioned it in Tariq Madinati Dimashq. Tariq Dimashq was written by Imam Hibatullah Ibn Asakir. Tariq al-Dimash is over 79 volumes. I'm sure we are aware of Tariq al-Dimash. Those of us who get familiar with the book, it's more than 79 volumes. And parts of it were lost. Tariq al-Dimash by Al-Imam Ibn Asakir. These are books that we should get busy with. Eh? One of the brothers smiled when I say get busy. Okay, if we can't find Tariq al-Dimash, how about Tafsir ibn Kathir? Have you studied it A to Z? Talib al-Hilm. Imam Ujahi wa Tadi. Have you studied Tafsir ibn Kathir A to Z? I met a very learned person recently. One of the brothers here was there. We were discussing Sharh al-Riyad al-Salihin by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Utaymi. And it's the first person I'm hearing say that. Apart from those of us who worked on the book. He said he read that book volume by volume, page by page, body to body. That's what he did. He repeated it 2 times. He said, I would have read this book, the Sharh of Riyad al-Salihin by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. I read it word for word, hadith by hadith, page to page, back to back, 6 volumes. You thought it would be what I'm reading. He jumped from Nahu wa Sarfu to Jahu wa Tadi. You didn't read Riyad al-Salihin, no? You didn't read Riyad al-Salihin of Sheikh Uthaymeen. It's near you. It's available in the market. Only Allah knows what you have studied that makes you become Imam of Jahu wa Tadi. May Allah protect us. Wan ibn Sirin, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin. One day I heard Sheikh Al-Albani said he studied Tahzib al-Kamal in 35 volumes. How is that? Will he not? Second, he's looking at it every day. Looking at it every day. He's reading, reading, reading. Oh, I want to وعن ابن سيرين قال الإمام محمد ابن سيرين he was not also involved in the fitna of حجاج بن يوسف and ابن الأشعب تكيل لسعد بن أبي وقاص it was said to سعد بن أبي وقاص وقاص one of the العشر المبشرون بالجنة who? سعد بن أبي وقاص what is the name of أبو وقاص مالك بن أهيد the both of them are companions Sa'd ibn Malik ibn Uhayb. Ta'fi mama kiyunu wa... Nobi Facebook imama wa... May Allah protect all of us. I am usually saying that because I find that young people are too busy with Facebook and WhatsApp. Our younger brothers are too busy with Facebook and WhatsApp. As if the Facebook itself has now turned to deen. let's take it lightly. Yeah. There are better things, there are stronger things for you to do to develop yourself. وعن ابن سيرين رضي الله عنه قال كيل لسعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه. It was said to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas رضي الله عنه. ألا تقاتل؟ Will you not fight? You know Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, after the death of Uthman bin Affan, اختفى عن الناس. He avoided the people. Likewise, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, he also avoided the people. So from those who avoided getting busy with people was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was one of the first early entrants into Islam. If you can't fight, before you can't fight, you can't fight. And he was Mujabud Da'wah. Allah always answer his dua. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma istajib li Sa'd idha da'ak. Oh Allah, answer Sa'd when he makes dua to you. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Likewise, Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shikhir, we talked about. He was also Mujab al-Da'wah. One day Mutarrif had a quarrel with someone that the person was lying against him. He said, do you know that you are lying against me? He said, no, I'm not lying, I'm saying the truth. He says, Allahumma qtulhu in kana kaziba. Oh Allah, kill him if he was lying. The man died on the spot. Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shikhir. What is our connection with Allah? Surah Al-Asr. Wa an Abdullah ibn Shikhir. The issue is that in our time, pomposity is poor. Yes. Upon little things, in our own times, the shoulder pad is too much. When we're younger than this, I don't know whether they love this too with shoulder pad now. You know shoulder pad? We should remove it. The parish said to him, if Allah is lying, kill him. On the spot, the man fell down and died. He was arrested that you killed somebody. He said, La man fatal to you. I saw about who they are watching. It was a dua that reached him. I didn't kill him. I made dua. The dua reached. The same thing with Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. So, we know Sa'd. Even the companions were afraid of him. Do you know people like Ibn Mas'ud were afraid of Sa'd? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. There was a disagreement between the two of them. He says, Adu alayk, I will pray against you. Now. Ibn Mas'ud said to him, La taqul illa khaira. Ja. Say only what is good. In another report, he said to Ibn Mas'ud, it's not that I know that the Prophet loves you, I will kill you with dua. But I know that the messenger likes you, so I procure it. May Allah protect us. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Go and read also about his ibadah. All those things is not achieved because you are a star on Facebook and WhatsApp. Your relationship with Allah is Hanahu. And that is the real meaning of knowledge. Kini Bashik wa Iwa Tolong. So when Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was invited, they said to him, Allah to Qatil. فَإِنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الشُّورَى. You are from the people who made shura that appointed Uthman. And you are from the people of Hanu. وَأَنْتَ أَحَقُّ بِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ مِنْ غَيْرِكَ. You see now. أَنْتَ أَحَقُّ بِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ مِنْ غَيْرِكَ. You had a greater right to be the Amir than others. It was true that Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was about the head of those who gathered to appoint Uthman upon the instruction of Omar. Do we remember the story? So they were telling him, you have a bigger right. Ali was there, radiallahu anhu, but the head of them was Sa'd. Uthman ibn Affan was there, but the head of them was Sa'd. That has a lot of meaning. There were others there too. There was Abu Rahman ibn Auf. He's an eminency. So the people were saying to Sa'd, Sa'd, Ibn Abi Waqqas, come and be the leader, come and be the Amir. You have a greater right to be the Amir than even those that the people want that they should be the Amir. What did he say? La uqatilu hatta yatuni bisayfin lahu aynanun wa lisan wa shakata. I will not fight, I will not join you, I will not go out with you until you bring me a sword. That sword, lahu aynan, it will have two eyes, walitan, and one tongue, wachafatan, and two lips. What does he want with a sword that has what? Two eyes, and what? One tongue, and what? Two lips. What will that sword do? If you go to Musannaf ibn Abrazak, where this asar was taken from, it was completed there. And that occurs in the footnote also. The numbering is correct, bismillah. And he said, يَعْرِفُ الْكَافِرَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. That's what will recognize the difference between kafir and mu'min. If you want me to join you, give me one sword that has two eyes, one tongue, and two lips. So it will recognize the kafir and Muslim. So if it sees a Muslim, it will tell me, Sa'd, this one is a Muslim. If it sees a kafir, it will tell me, Sa'd, this one is a kafir. When you give me that word, then I'll follow you. What does that mean? It means that matters have mixed up. If you pick up the sword now, you may end up killing a Muslim thinking that you are killing a kafir. You can also kill a kafir thinking that you are killing a Muslim. I don't want to get involved. Unless you give me a sword that will be clarifying it for me. Elaine, this one is kafir, this one is Muslim. That is the meaning of that statement. Then he said, Rabbi Allahu Anhu. But jahadtu wa ana a'rifu al-jihad. I have fought jihad and I know jihad. Sa'd, one of the first persons. You know one force he has to Mr. Fox. Awwalu man rama sa'dan fi sabilillah Sa'd. The first person to fire a sword, to fire an arrow in the path of Allah was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. It's in his book. In other books of hadith, I just want you to, I think he mentioned, Zakartahu. Hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. He has a book on Al-Awa'il, the first. Very nice to see him. Abu the first person who shot an arrow on the path of Allah was who? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Is he eminent or not? He said, when we were following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were eating grasses. Grass. You know, in the early times when there were troubles in Makkah, they punished them, they deprived them, they abandoned them, they excommunicated them. He was there. And we know his story between himself and his mother, who? That led to the revelation of Pastor Surah al-Luqman. Or Sayyid al-Insan Abi Walidai. It was regarding Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He says, me, I know jihad. Wa ana a'riful jihad. I know jihad. La wa la abkha'u nafsi in kana rajulun khayran minni. Wa la abkha'u. La abkha'u. Nafsi bi nafsi in kana rajulun khayran min. Will I not compel myself? Abu khalu nafsi la ashar. Will I not compel myself, bring myself down by force if a man was better than me? You know, they told him two things. Come and fight, Abi. And then you are better than other people. About coming to fight, he said, hey, I know what is jihad. If you want me to fight, give me a sword with two eyes, two lips, and what? One tongue, if you want me to fight. As for saying that me, I'm better than others, Maybe someone is better than me. Will I not compare myself to follow him? So I don't need to be with you to help the rest of the people. If they appoint someone who is better than me as a leader, I will follow him. I will follow him. In another report from his son, Dad told that boy, shh, keep quiet. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْعَبْدَ التَّقِيَّ الْغَنِيَّ الْخَفِيَّ. Allah likes a servant. Taqiy. He fears Allah, he is righteous. Ghani, he is rich. Khafi. People don't see him, he's just going to go in jaja. Al-Khafaw is very important. Wallahi, not to be known is good. That people don't know him is good. Wallahi is very good. If you don't know that he's good, not hear what the Prophet said. Alayhi salatu wa salam. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-'abd. Allah likes one servant. He has how many qualities? The first one is what? Taqiy. He fears Allah. He is mustaqi, he is righteous. The second one is what? Ghani. He gets money for nothing. Yes. MashaAllah. He will go to Umrah and come back. Nobody knows. Yeah, they are the number of the number of books. Keep this book, they get the reason. Al-Khafi, there nobody knows if he's going to judge. They will not bring fitna to him, they will not come and call him, they will not say asking questions. He's just reading his book and following the sunnah. They. Is that one not good? Wallah, it's very good. If you say it's not good, now you can be the messenger says it is good. إن الله يحب العبد التقي الغني الخفي. Allah likes a servant. This servant is a mustaqi. He's fearing Allah. He has money, and then nobody knows him. How is that? JJ. More than 50% of the problems people have are because of their connection to friends. More than 50% of your problems. So you go. His connection with people. We'll come back to that hadith in Al-Adab al-Mufrad of Al-Imam al-Bukhari. There's a whole tab on that. When your relationship with people is much, the rights they have over you will be much. If you have 100 friends, when 100 people have children, it means you will attend 100 nikah. I mean, when they have children, how many akikah will you attend? 100. When they are sick, how many people will you visit? 100. Because you have to be a true friend, even though many of us are not being true friends again. But if you have only 10 friends, how many nikah will you attend? 10. How many people will ask you, why didn't you ask for me when they don't see? Only 10. But if you have 100 friends, how many people will challenge you that you are there? How many? 100. So the fewer your friends, your inner circle will be better. The fewer, the better. The ulama did not choose to pass friends. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was the head of those kinds of people. He had al-uzla. And some of the A'imma have written about Al-Uzla. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was asked, why he wasn't alone? Imam Ahmad, he says, wahshatul firaq. Because of the pains of losing a friend. If you have 100 tight friends, and you live to witness all of them passing away, how many times will your soul feel the hardship of losing a friend? 100 times. Al-Imam al-Bukhari was also like that. In fact, some of the ulama say that was what killed him. The death of his friend. Al-Imam Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman al-Dari, Sahib al-Muslad of Sunan al-Dari. He's a friend, close friend of al-Bukhari. They went together, they laughed together, they wrote books, they went into the scholars. Many of the shuyukh of Al-Bukhari were the shuyukh of Al-Dari. when he died, it was said that less than 100 years before he died. He started saying, Allah, what are we waiting for? The people we are together have gone. What is remaining us? What are we doing? These are true friends. Yes, are they true friends? That's the first question. There are those people you have passed together calling your friends. What benefits have they brought to you? So I think we should stop here. I wanted us to read Ar-Rabi'u wal-Ishrun. Can we read Ar-Rabi'u wal-Ishrun? We should stop here. Sahih. And there are ahadith there we would not like to rub off. Let us stop here, bismillah. We have only two more. We are less than 5 pages away from the book. Bismillah. May Allah make us finish this book upon goodness. May He make the blessings in the reading of it be for us in this world and here. May He protect us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from fitnah, those that are clear from them and those that are not clear. May Allah make us from the high bringers of goodness and the pioneers of goodness. I think we can stop here. Last week, somebody brought me a question whether it is lawful to beat a girl. Don't be bringing me problem questions. At that time, there was a fitna in Ilorin that they beat one girl. I didn't know until I got home. Don't be bringing me those kinds of questions. Wanting me to talk about a particular trouble. You know I don't like discussing trouble. Avoid me. Leave me out of it. They beat the girl in Ilorin. Even in common sense, when you saw it, you know that this thing is wrong. Why are you bringing me to this? Why do you want me to talk about it? And I did not know that there was trouble regarding beating a mature girl. Can you please explain whether it is lawful to beat a mature girl? You, in your own intellect, did you not know that it is not lawful to beat a mature girl? And then you just want me to talk about it. Don't bring me into trouble with anybody and people. My own is just to explain it now. If there's a confusion, I explain the confusion. That's what I want. Explain what is correct. We are not explaining what is correct sufficient enough. Our business is rubbish is much. Even the actual itself, people don't know it. When you explain the basic thing, that rubbish may not even be necessary. Because the people would have known what is correct. So if we want to now make rubbish, those of us who will be making rubbish will be many. So we have a duty to explain the basic too. Let's not make getting busy with rod busy us away from explaining the basic issues. Some people can go and say, what is taking your money, rod? Theory is about whether the woman says, who is calling? You know, sometimes we people deliberately, I say, getting busy with rot should not make you forget explaining the basic rules. They can say, they say we should not be doing rot. I think from the manner of Salafi that we should be doing rot. Afternoon. May Allah protect all of us. Don't get busy with Satan, brother. Don't get busy with Satan. Every right-thinking person avoids fitna. Those who get busy with fitna are taken away by that fitna. Avoid fitna. Always avoid fitna. Avoid fitna. Always. In your house, in your dealings with people, in your, avoid it. Avoid them. It will go. Avoid fitna as much as possible. Please. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, was he Sahabi or Tabi? He was Tabi. He's among those who met the company. He met Abdullah ibn Umar. He met Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And he was involved in the killing of Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he caused a lot of havoc. May Allah forgive him. والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا والإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. Unless you want to say Ajaj was kafir, no good. As far as سبقك بالإيمان is entitled to dua from you. If I say something and I think fitna can come from it, I quickly begin to explain it again. Because I don't want fitna. May Allah protect me. I don't answer this one. Do we have any others who have questions? The rest of these questions are not questions that are in the generality interest. Now, we have 1, 2, 3 questions. Alaykum salam. Amin wa. It was not that, it was Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shakir. He was lying against Mutarrif. That is Dawatul Maqloob. The dua of the person that is treated unfairly. Laysa baynaha aw baynaha wa bayna Allah hijab. Allah said, there is no hijab between that dua and Allah. Do you understand what I have said? What was it that killed that person? Does Mutarrif have a right to make that dua? You are sure? Why? Because it is Dawatul Maqloob. So he made Dawatul Maqloob against him. And Allah answered the dua on the spot. On the spot. Imam Zahabi said, Ma tahinahu. He died on that time, Governor. On the spot. If you know Allah, if you know this man, you, if you know that you are lying against him, Allah, kill him. It means that the man really knew that he was lying against him. There are examples like that even among the companions. Remember the story of Zayd ibn Sa'd, who had a farmland in Medina. And a woman came to say that companion has stolen her land to join with her own. They mean, steal your land? Yes, he stole my land. Right. She went and reported the companion to the governor at the time of Medina. They called that companion of the Prophet Muhammad. Egwawala in Sabina and then Zile. He made the dua on the spot. And Allah killed that woman. He said, may Allah kill her on the land and make that land her grave. She knew that she was lying against me. Allah kill her on that land and make that land her grave. She had a well there. She fell into that well. She died there. It was difficult for them to bring her out, so they buried her there. Be careful. Be careful with those people who will not forgive you. Yes, when you oppress them. If I work with big people, I always tell them that. They look here. Don't joke with me. Oh. If you oppress me, I will forgive you. I will bring down your company. May Allah protect all of us. Don't oppress the people. And be sure that you are not oppressed. Be sure that you are not oppressed. Someone says, why do you do that? Today when I read that, from the gates of Al-Jannah is Babul Tazimina. I want to start that one now. So I started working on it. Maybe I'll stop that what you must do now. Inshallah. The life really impressed my mind when I read that hadith. باب الكنز الى الغيب. From the, you know, Al-Jannah has 8 gates. Will you tell me one of the gates? Bab Rayyan. Do you want this part? You like Rayyan. There is Bab Sadaqah. There is Bab Salah. Which Bab again? There is Bab Hajj. You always perform Hajj. You always perform it. Or you will always perform it. You want to perform, or inshallah, you want to be performing. You want to be performing. May Allah grant you. May Allah grant you. May Allah grant you. Many of the Tabi'un we are performing. Sa'id ibn Jubayr made 35 Hajj. Sufyan ibn Uyayna made 70. 70 since he was 10 years old. Sufyan ibn Uyayna. He was making Hajj. When he died, he was at Muzdalifah after they left Arafah. His dua when they are at Arafah is, Allah bring me back next year. Allah will bring him back. Allah bring me back next year. Allah will bring me back. Bring him back. Allah will bring me back. Allah used to bring him back. And when on the 70th time, he says, I'm Tahi Minka Ya Rabbi. My Lord, I'm shy of you. He died before the time of Hajj. He was shy to ask him. Liyabdiyallahu abran kana mashkura. Because there was a matter that was to be established. So when he said, if you are around, Islam is the Asaj. Whose strength is the strength? So there is Babul Hajj. Then there is Babu al-Kazimin al-Ghayb. It's a big job. When you are angry, you are able to hold back your anger and overlook. It's a big job. It's a big job. Then there is Babu Mutawakkilin ala Allah. The chapter of those who depend on Allah. They work hard and depend on Allah alone. Then there is Babu Ilm. The door of knowledge. What you are doing most will be where from where you be called on the day of judgment. If you are a person who is given to making a lot of nawafis, from Babu Salam. If fasting is your own, Babu Siyam, Rayyan. If your own is Hajj, Babu Hajj. Me, I want all the Bab. Is it right to want all the Bab? Why? What's your proof? That Abu Bakr is sitting acting. Yes. Anyone who enter, if first of all acknowledge that if you enter from one of the bathrooms, but with some people because from all the doors, say yes. Watamanna antakuna minhum. And I'm looking at you, Abu Bakr. Radiallahu anhu. Who is confirming to Abu Bakr is sitting? Rasulullah. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. He was the one confirming that you did this, Abu Bakr. May Allah confirm for us too. And make good this easy for us. And sadaqah, and siyam, and hajj. And above them all are tawheed. Tawheed that is strong. May Allah give all of us. And make us live this world upon it. I think it will be a convenient place to stop today, inshallah. It will be convenient for us to stop today. Inshallah, in the next two classes, we should be finishing this book, people, Peter. And I'm begging Allah to make me mistake Sulaiman al-Ruhayli again. I met him many times, bismillah. I beg Allah to make me meet him again. I will tell him about this book, inshallah. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Amen.